Senator Tammy Baldwin says she knows what it's like not to have health insurance. Baldwin says she was very ill as a child, and her grandparents, who raised her, were unable to obtain coverage for her afterward because of her pre-existing condition. Baldwin says the Affordable Care Act has protected people with health problems in their background. It has encouraged or forced people to buy health insurance.
People who were ill without insurance often put off care until things were pretty bad, and then would often present in hospital emergency rooms. And we don't want to recreate that situation of a catastrophic care system. We want to encourage people to have annual wellness checks and to be proactive about maintaining their good health.
Baldwin says the alternative President Trump favors, which currently is in the House, is set up to worsen coverage. She cites numbers that analysts on Capitol Hill released this week.
The Congressional Budget Office estimates that if Trump Care passes, we will almost double the percentage of uninsured in our country. And so we can, I think, extrapolate the same for the state of Wisconsin.
Baldwin says she strenuously opposes the plan and won't back it unless House leaders make big alterations. She makes her comments in an interview with WUWM's Lake Effect team. You can listen to their full conversation this morning at 10. Meanwhile, Governor Walker stopped in Milwaukee Tuesday to speak at a Rotary Club luncheon.
We'll begin our program in just 5 minutes, please.
Afterward, Walker met with reporters where he defended Trump's push to replace the Affordable Care Act.
The Affordable Care Act is collapsing. Obamacare is collapsing right now. And so if we do nothing, it will continue to collapse. More people lose access. More people lose coverage. So I'm thankful that the members of the House and the Senate are looking to move forward on something to repeal and replace a system that's falling apart.
Yet Walker says the plan in the House is not perfect. He says he'll be watching for changes, including in how the proposal would affect coverage in Wisconsin.
I still think there's more room for progress. I think part of what we're going to be looking at is what are the long-term impacts on Medicaid? How can we ensure that the things that we've done here that are unique in the nation, where we cover everyone living in poverty, for those above, we continue to have ways for them to gain access in the marketplace. Those are the sorts of things we want to make sure in the final version.
Walker says he and other governors have a laundry list of questions and concerns they plan to address with the White House. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.